With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Are you caring for an aging parent? Are you searching for answers? Welcome to Senior Care Live, a program dedicated to you, providing information, education, and resources, helping you become the best caregiver you can be. I'm your host, Steve Kuecker. Hello and welcome to Senior Care Live. I'm Steve Kuecker, President of Senior Care Consulting. Thanks so much for tuning in today. I really appreciate it. Senior Care Live is the nation's premier radio program where we provide information, education, and resources for seniors and their caregivers. This is a safe place to get accurate and reliable information you can absolutely count on. Each and every week, we discuss important subjects such as how to remain independent in your own home. We'll cover that in the first two segments here today. How to find the right senior care community, how to pay for the high cost of senior care, and legal issues involving elder law and estate planning. We also discuss senior-related health issues and how to care for the caregiver. As always, if you have a question, you can reach us on our toll-free number anytime, 1-800-331-6445. 1-800-331-6445. You could also visit online. I have a really good website. Check it out, Senior Care Live, L-I-V-E, seniorcarelive.com. All right, I'd like to introduce my friend and special guest today in studio, Mr. Keith Blay, the good guy from Mr. Remodeler. And Keith, welcome back to Senior Care Live.
Great to be here.
All right, so you got Mark out working, and that's a good thing.
That's right. He's out making money.
Yeah, super, and you're in here spending money.
That's right.
or at least not making money. Yeah. Taking a break.
Hanging out in the studio.
Yeah, hanging out in the studio, and that's good. They'll keep him busy. Mr. Remodeler is super busy right now. It's kind of the busy time of the year, isn't it?
Yeah, this
right
is when
now?
It starts picking up.
Yeah, so spring into the summer, and then that kind of coasts into fall, and then not as busy, but still busy during the winter time. So if you're listening to this program and you're interested in making some home modifications to make it safer for you to live in your own home and age in place and not have to move to a senior care community, Mr. Remodeler is who you need to call right away. Let me give you a couple of phone numbers here. 913-362-7166 or 816-453-3049 online at mrremodeler.com. And Keith, I know you've been in business for 49 years. You must be doing something right.
I guess so. We're just really lucky.
No, I think, you know, in all business, I think there is some luck involved in at certain stages.
Yeah.
There's no doubt you're doing business the right way. You have a long-term approach. So let me say the short-term approach is some guys get together, they'll go out, they'll do as much work as they can, they'll use the cheapest products they can do, they'll make the most money they can, and then they're out and they're on to some other project. That's a short-term approach. Mr. Remodeler's approach, in business for 49 years. I don't think there are too many other remodeling companies who could claim that. We're coming up on 50 years at the end of this a year. But your approach is do it right. Just work at a great value, use quality products, and build a relationship with that client. That's the long-term part. Well, all of it's long-term, but that's really critical because, I mean, a big percentage of your business is repeat customers. You did a great job for them, and 5 years later, that, you know what, we need to go ahead and redo the bathroom coming up here. Mr. Remodeler did such a great job in our kitchen, or whatever it was, and that's how it works.
Yeah, and I mean that your customer base is everything. You know, for a small business like we are, you know, you've got to keep them happy. You've got to, you know, communication is key.
Yeah.
And we we're of course that's something you're just always improving on.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and learning from, and we try to keep everybody in the loop as we're working through a project.
Yep.
So that's not always, I can't say we're 100% successful, but we're trying.
But you're trying. You're trying. And that's the whole point. And so you communicate, you build a relationship with your customers, and then you're not surprised when they call you back because they appreciated the job that you did the last time. And some of your clients have been with you for decades.
Oh yeah. We've got a customer. Oh God. I think we've been working for her for 35 or 40 years.
Yeah.
Another lady we're working for right now. We've got multiple projects we've been doing for. My father worked for her mother in the 60s.
Oh my. So we have an intergenerational.
Yeah.
Wow. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. And then we worked for her. So
yeah,
it's, like I said, we try and you know, a lot of it is the guys in the field. You know, it's not just the estimators. The guys we have working for us in the field that are actually doing the job, mm-hmm. they're good guys. They know how to, you know, they're friendly. They know how to talk to people. You know, I've got a customer that, I won't say what trade it was, but we brought in a trade that, and it wasn't a subcontractor we usually use.
Yeah.
And, one of the guys on that was working on it, the wife was asking some questions and he's explaining it to her and he said, well, why don't I explain this to your husband? Maybe he'll get it.
Oh
yeah. Yeah. I found out he said that cause she posted it on Facebook.
Oh my.
And I was like, oh God. So I called up and I apologized, you know, but, like I said, this wasn't somebody we usually use.
Yeah.
You know, our guy couldn't get it done for the price they wanted. So we brought in somebody else.
Yeah.
And you know, it was, and they did fine work. There was
just
a little rough around the collar.
Yeah. 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 Not great communication, but good work. And so, but all of that matters. So the point is that, you know, he fumbled on the communication part. Yeah. You were able to work with him. So not everything is perfect. And I never expect perfection from anyone. What I really look for is when something arises, how is it addressed?
Right.
Because that's the best that anyone can do in any sort of business or any all businesses are people business.
Yeah.
Maybe some more than others. But what do you do to address that? You know, make me happy and then let's move on.
Yeah. Yeah. No. And yeah, because I mean, everybody drops the ball from time to time. You know, our approach is with everything. You just be honest about it.
Yeah.
You know what? I messed up.
Yep. And yep. So we're going to work hard to fix that. We're going to move on and we're going to make sure that you're happy with the end result of your job.
Right.
So, yeah.
My former brother-in-law, he used to say, when he worked for us, he was an estimator and he'd tell them that when you sign the contract, you're going to love me about halfway through the job. You're not going to like me much.
Yeah. Yeah.
And when we're done, you're going to want to kiss me right on the lips.
That's right. That's right. It's like the excitement of oh boy, we got all these changes. Then you're in the middle of it. You're like, gosh,
I really wish these people would be out of my house. Yeah.
this is a disaster. You know, when you're, you know, demoing and hauling in new, you know, materials and equipment. But then when you're done, you're like, mwah.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, a lot of our jobs are, you know, we can have 2 week jobs. That's not too bad, but we also have jobs that last, you know, months.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
the big
jobs. That gets old when somebody's got half their house tore up for weeks on end.
That's right. And so when you build this relationship with your customers, then guess what they do? Then they also refer their friends and their family and they have people over and they're like, oh, wow, look at your kitchen. Wow. This looks beautiful. Well, yeah, Mr. Remodeler did that. And they're like, well, how'd they do? They did a great job. And well, we need to call them. And that's just how it works. So that's how you're in business for 49 and a half, almost 50 years. Call the good guys for Mr. Remodeler, 913-362-7166 or 816-453-3049 online at mrremodeler.com. And Keith, you had mentioned that, you're doing a more of a, well, you do mostly residential.
Mostly residential.
But sometimes you'll have a call for some commercial work. And you have an impossible task of setting up some ramps on a commercial building.
Yeah. So as Mark said in previous shows, there's no actual ADA qualification for residential.
For residential,
right.
Correct.
There's no standard. But for commercial, there is. And the office building that he's looking at, they've got a, it's kind of weird. It's, if you're looking at the front of it, they got two windows on the first floor, and then they kind of got a second floor, but it's really more like a half a second floor.
Mm-hmm.
So you go up about 3 feet upstairs, mm-hmm. and then you got two more doors on each corner of the building.
Mm-hmm. So you've got four doors total?
Four doors on the front of the building.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's only about a story and a half high, but anyway, they're having trouble selling the building. And even people wanting interested in it because it's not ADA accessible.
Ah, right.
So between the two doors, we're going to, and the existing platforms and stairs, we're just going to build it straight across, you know, elevate it.
Okay. Oh, that makes sense.
But it's 36 inches high, mm-hmm. which means the ramp has to be 36 inches or 36 feet long.
Okay. 1 foot per 1 inch.
Per 1 inch.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's code. And so I brought it up on Street View this week when Mark and I, when it first came in, he was telling me about it. And he hasn't actually went there yet. And so he'll go there and take measurements and everything. We brought it up on Street View, and we're both like going, what in the heck are we going
to
do here?
There's no, you're going to have to create 36 feet here.
Yeah, yeah.
So you probably got to kind of go back and forth.
It's
going to
kind of serpentine.
Yeah, yeah.
Probably have two bends in it, then a bend onto the platform.
Yeah.
Or else we're going to do, you know, 36 feet out because we can't do it on the side because there are doors there.
Yeah,
so those block
right.
the doors.
Yep.
So we could go out into the parking lot, but I think at that point we'd be on, you know, Mission Street.
But you're going to, solve that issue for them so that they can sell their building and then they will be ADA compliant.
Right.
Excellent, excellent. That's just one of the many reasons to reach out to Mr. Remodeler. Let's get on to our Senior Care Live question of the week. It's a statement, actually. All remodeling companies must have workers' compensation and liability insurance. Is that statement true or false? We'll have the answer right after the break. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by. 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information about the services offered on this program and how we can help you and your family, be sure to call us on our toll-free number anytime, 1-800-331-6445. 1-800-331-6445. And don't forget, you can stream this program to any electronic device. Go to seniorcarelive.com. Click on the big microphone right there on the home page or the Listen Live button. Give it a few seconds to connect, and it'll start streaming to your phone, tablet, computer, whatever you have, and it really is that simple. Right back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. All remodeling companies must have workers' compensation and liability insurance. Is that statement true or false? And the answer is true. That statement is true, but Keith, there's a little more to the story.
Yeah, that's true. You know, basically, if they have even one employee, they're supposed to have workman's compensation liability. Technically, if they work by themselves,
so just
the owner doesn't have to have it.
Okay.
But if they bring another subcontractor in, say, hey, have their buddy come in and paint the outside of your house while they're doing something else, that guy has to have it,
okay.
Or he has to be covered by the person that's hiring him. So if I use a subcontractor that doesn't have workman's compensation, I have to cover.
Then you cover
I get
them.
Audited once a year, and then they basically ding me for based on what I paid him. So I've got to pay a percentage of that back to workman's compensation.
Yeah, because you were responsible for him.
Right.
And he wasn't covered.
And it's real hard to get some subcontractors to understand that. I don't have to have it. I'm just an individual. I get that. But I need you to have it.
Yeah.
So, and if they don't have it and they get hurt on the job, it's going to go against the homeowner's insurance policy, from what I understand.
Mm-hmm. Well, it will. Yeah. And then that's where you get into the whole can of worms. I talked about this a few weeks ago about people at home hiring just individuals off the street to provide care.
Right.
And once you do that, if you don't have the proper liability insurance and they get hurt on the job in your home or on your property, right, then that comes back to your homeowner's insurance. And guess what? At that point, you're considered an employer and you don't have contracts. You don't have the insurance. Yeah. Your homeowner's insurance could say, no, we're not covering that. And then you personally would have to pay the tens of thousands of dollars in medical liability.
And in that case, I would, what kind of, if they were listed as an employee or as a, like a contractor,
yeah,
you could be liable for 941 taxes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. You know, absolutely.
So mess around with that.
Absolutely. So here's the truth is that a remodeling company is supposed to have workers' compensation coverage, liability insurance coverage. But the fact is, I think there are some of these folks out there that aren't properly covered, or maybe they don't have coverage at all. But you never have to worry about that with Mr. Remodeler. They're fully covered, workers' compensation, liability insurance, and all of the coverage that is required and that you would need. So reach out to Mr. Remodeler, 913-362-7166 or 816-453-3049, online at mrremodeler.com.
Yeah, and just one more thing on the workman's comp liability insurance. The reason why they don't have it is because it's expensive.
Yeah.
You know, even an individual, you know, that it's just him, can cost as much as $1,200 a year.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of money coming out of his pocket.
Yep.
You know, for us, it's thousands of dollars.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
We pay it per payroll.
Yep.
So it's one more hassle that a lot of individuals just, they either don't want to deal with, they don't have the money to deal with it, or the time.
Yep.
You know,
and frankly, that's another reason why a lot of remodeling and a lot of businesses in general just go out of business, because if you hit kind of a low spot, well, those premiums are still due.
Yeah.
And you have kind of now this fixed overhead cost that has your rent and some payroll and your taxes, your state and federal and local taxes, and your workers' comp, amount, and your liability and insurance amount, and
weird,
that piles up on you.
What's weird, and this is probably of little interest to your audience, so I'm sorry, but different places charge different amounts.
Okay.
So Paychex does our payroll, and they found out they offered liability and workman's comp, so I went through them. They take it through Berkshire Hathaway.
Okay.
Buffett's company.
Yeah.
Every year when we've got audited, we've ended up owing a few thousand dollars.
Okay.
First year with them, they gave us back two.
Oh.
I'm like, what was everybody else doing?
Those are supposed to be standardized tables. I don't know.
And I'm like, hey.
Maybe lower handling costs. I don't know. That is interesting.
It's a little pool versus a giant pool.
Yeah.
And Paychex is huge. So I'm thinking it's probably that.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, volume.
That's good. That's great.
Yeah.
That's great. And congratulations.
Any small business people out there, you know, shop it around.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. We're talking to the good guy from Mr. Remodeler, Keith Blay. Mark is out today working. And, Mark, if you're listening in between appointments, keep working and keep going, man. Drive careful. But, talking to Keith Blay with Mr. Remodeler, 913-362-7166. Or 816-453-3049, online at mrremodeler.com. And so you're going to be putting in this 36 feet of permanent ramp. You're going to be building up a 3-foot walkway to connect the two doors. And so on that commercial job, all ADA compliant, then that's going to make the owner of that building, now that building is worth more, and now they're going to be able to sell it a lot easier.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And not only a massive amount of concrete, to me, it's a massive amount. We're going to have railings to code.
Yep.
We're going to have metal railings. You know, it turns into a whole thing.
Yeah, that's interesting. And then if you're at home and you're like, you know what, I don't want to move to some of these facilities. I've heard they're super expensive. We're going to do a quick rundown. If you're moving, if you would need to move to an assisted living apartment here in the Kansas City area, depending on how much care you needed and how much space you have in your apartment, you're looking at $5,000 to about $7,000 a month. And Keith, if someone wanted to stay home, what could you do for, you know, for like a 1 month, fee? I mean, you could do a lot to help it be a safer.
Actually, yeah, just for a month. You know, for far less than a month, we can put grab bars in, bathrooms, you know, for a month, we could switch out a shower. You know, $7,000, that's going to get you a low profile shower versus what you have now.
And maybe a comfort height toilet, yeah. Some light fixtures, yeah. And that's a lot of work.
You know, a month and a half, you can have we'll rip out your tub and put in a walk-in shower.
Yep.
You know, zero entry or low profile.
Zero entry. You could just roll right in a shower chair and take care of your loved one right there. And a lot of times that's the difference. Taking care of hygiene matters or issues, or not. A lot of times that is kind of that trigger point that would, precipitate a move to a community.
Absolutely.
Right. And so, you know, if you're looking at a 2 month stay, I mean, you could look at a full and total tricked out bathroom remodel. So you get the idea. So, you know, all of these things cost money, but if you're like me and you want to stay in your home, contact Mr. Remodeler, and for a month or two or three at a community, you could invest in your home, make it more valuable, easier to sell, and safer for you to live in for months, if not years to come. 913-362-7166 or 816-453-3049. Keith, thanks so much for being here today. I really appreciate it.
Love to be here. Thanks a lot.
All right. We'll have more right after the break. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information about the services offered on this program and how we can help you and your family, call us on our toll-free number anytime. It's 1-800-331-6445. 1-800-331-6445. Don't forget, if you ever miss an episode of Senior Care Live, you know, maybe you want to share it with friends or family, or maybe you just want to go back and hear it again. No worries at all. Go to seniorcarelive.com, click on the podcast tab, and that's where you'll find all of the previously aired episodes. Just click on the one you want and enjoy. All right. Just want to thank, my friend and special guest today, Mr. Keith Blay. He is the good guy from Mr. Remodeler. And, you know, great guys. And I'll tell you what, you know, how many people would get on the radio and say, you know what, we had a guy, and he was out there and he did great work, but his communication skills could use a little improvement. I mean, how many times are you going to hear that? Not very often. Keith is just brutally honest. And he said, hey, we got that taken care of and we got that turned around. And, you know, his work is great. His communication needs a little help. And so we're working on that. But the bottom line is, you know, I asked him, off air, and he said, oh, the customer is just thrilled, with, the end result, and everything was good. So Keith is constantly working on communication and improvement. And he wants to know if there are any concerns, and he'll take care of that immediately. And that's just a great way to do business. Mr. Remodeler, 913-362-7166 or 816-453-3049, online at mrremodeler.com. Then last week, my friend Mark Squires was here, the Medicare Whisperer. I'll tell you what, we touched on a ton of stuff with Mark here, all things Medicare. That kind of resulted in a lot of folks saying, oh, wait a minute. Now that got my attention. You know, let's hear that again. So a lot of folks are listening to that podcast and calling Mark and the great folks over at Wise Choices Financial. If you have a question about what we discussed last week, here's his number again, 816-841 9141 or online at lifewithmedicare.com. So if you've, I called my mom immediately afterwards after the show. Mom, did you get your new Medicare card? She goes, oh yeah. And I said, read me the number. And it was some, you know, a random, bizarre number. It was not her social security number with an A or a B after it. And I said, okay, good. You got your card. And she said, well, yeah. I mean, didn't everyone get their card? And I'm like, no, that's one of the things that we talked about. So all that information about, you know, about your social security card literally expiring, at the end of the year. That is, and not able to use that. I mean, that's true. And that's for some people. If you have not received your card yet, call Medicare. And he said the best time to reach them, you might just have like a couple of minute wait, is like on a Sunday morning. So that's pretty cool. Lifewithmedicare.com. Mark Squires, Wise Choices Financial, 816-841-9141. And then, we had the wonderful folks from the Parkinson's Foundation on a few weeks ago. They had their Moving Day walk, Kansas City. It was a huge, huge success. I talked to the officials of that program, and they broke their record. They broke the goal of in dollars and attendance. So that was a huge success. And I'll tell you what, we're going to do the whole thing all over again. Hopefully next year I will be in town to where I can be the MC of that event. That would be awesome. I missed it this year because unfortunately I was out of town. So hopefully I can do it next year. But to everyone in the Senior Care Live listening audience, if you attended or if you contributed to that, thank you so much. It was a record day, and it was a wonderful day. All right. Well, we're going to shift gears here, and all I can say is they're at it again.
Ladies and gentlemen, your attention, please. This is a consumer alert. Consumer alert.
Oh, boy. Okay, so this, gosh, I just hate to sound negative, but I guess I'm going to have to get a little bit negative here. Let me say that what I'm going to talk about does not apply to every person in senior healthcare, and does not apply to every single assisted living community. But some of them, many of them, it does. Okay, so let me tell you what's going on in Kansas City. There are so many assisted living communities now in our city on the Kansas side, Missouri side, north of the river. They are just popping up on just about every corner, and several new ones as we speak, several new ones being built. And so guess what's happening? Temporarily, there is going to be less demand than supply. The supply is going to greatly outweigh the demand. So there are going to be way too many beds, way too many assisted living apartments just sitting around vacant, waiting for that demand to increase to the point where they will all be full or have a respectable occupancy and be able to exceed their fixed cost and actually become profitable at some point. But the problem is right now, a whole bunch, and I mean a bunch of assisted living facilities in the Kansas City area, they're sitting empty. They're not completely empty, but I mean, there are very few residents there and their occupancy is terribly low. So guess what that's causing? That's causing, again, not all salespeople and not at all of the places, but many of the salespeople and at many of the places, they're getting very, very aggressive. And frankly, they're promising the moon, but they're not delivering. And they're making statements, we can do that. Oh, yeah, yep, yep, we got that. We can do that. And they're under such tremendous pressure to close the sale and to bring in a new resident that it's terrible. The pressure is real, and it's hardcore. It's bad. So, especially with some of these companies, I mean, if you don't meet the numbers, which they're unrealistic anyway, if you don't meet the numbers, they'll grind you up, they'll spit you out, and they'll just put another person in your place, and we'll see if that person can do it or not. I mean, it's bad. It's bad. And I've been on the business side of that part too, so I do know what I'm talking about there. So in walks the very stressed out elderly wife who has been caring for her husband who is declining. She's been caring for him for the last 2 or 3 years. She's completely spent physically, emotionally. She is also at the same time heartbroken because she can no longer care for her husband. So you take someone in that fragile state, walking into not all, but some of these assisted living facilities. And I'll tell you what, you've got people making deals, people, again, promising the moon, we can do this, we can do that, and they're not delivering. And so you need to understand, assisted living is a level of care, and it's a very wide and variable level of care in the spectrum between independent living on the entry side of things and then long-term care slash nursing home on the high end of things where the medical care is provided. That assisted living is that wide lane in between. It's not a standardized model at all. So the long-term care, also known as nursing home, that's a standardized model. All of them provide about the same thing. Now, some deliver way better than others, okay? But assisted living is not a standardized model. You can kind of do what you want. So some assisted living facilities will not help you take a bath. Some assisted living facilities approach the nursing home level of care and everything in between. So if you make the assumption, oh, all these places are about the same, and I'll go with this one, that's not a good assumption at all. They're all different, and they all have their limitations. It's a social model designed to help you with your activities of daily living. They can help you minimally or fully with your bathing, dressing, grooming, toileting needs. They distribute your medicines, super important. They have a full slate of activities. They have transportation to and from your doctor's appointments and seeing specialists. They can help to a point with incontinence care. So that's a lot of help. That's a lot of help. But that's it. That is it. A one person transfer, meaning it one staff person can help you from your bed to your walker or your wheelchair, on and off the toilet, in and out of the shower. Very few will do two person transfers. The majority of them are one person transfers. So the bottom line is, you know, you're going out and you're talking to these places. And here's, I guess, what I want to leave you with. Just a big warning to be careful. There's so many places it's over promise, under deliver. If you are questioning whether or not they can really care for your loved one, pay attention to your gut, because your gut is not wrong. Just pay attention to that, and just be careful that you're not being oversold and overpromised, because I promise you, if you're feeling that, you're probably going to be disappointed with a tremendous underdeliver.
Proceed with caution. This has been a Consumer Alert, brought to you by Senior Care Live.
All right, I'm going to expand on that thought and a whole lot more right after the break. Stay tuned. Don't go away. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by. 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information about the services offered on this program and how we can help you and your family, be sure to call us on our toll-free number anytime, 1-800-331-6445. 1-800-331-6445. Remember in the beginning, I said this is a safe place to get accurate and reliable information you can absolutely count on. Okay. If you know me, but if you've listened for even a little while, you know I do not sugarcoat anything. And sometimes that might get me a little bit in trouble. I'm not the most politically correct person. I'll say facility rather than community. The word community really bugs me, actually. I'm trying to get there. It's a work in progress. I'll say nursing home instead of long-term care. I'm trying to turn the corner there. But the bottom line is I don't sugarcoat anything, and I just kind of tell it like it is. And I said up front, not all salespeople and not all assisted living communities are doing the whole overpromise underdeliver. But my goodness gracious, here lately, I have heard from several people who have consulted with Senior Care Consulting and have become clients, and we're actually working with them. And when I sit down with the client and we develop our care profile, and then part of my job there is to determine the level of care, which assisted living is one of the levels of care available, and the type of care, the payment method, location, personal preferences and needs. And there's, that's a detailed description of what we need for their loved one. Several people here lately, I contacted, blah, 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 assisted living. Oh, yeah, they say that they can meet my husband's needs or our brother's needs or my dad's needs. And I'm like, no, they can't. And they're like, well, so-and-so. And they said, oh, yeah, they can. They're an age and place community. And their their goal is to have my loved one there for the rest of their life. And I said, with all due respect, they cannot meet your loved one's needs. And here's why. And I explain it. I'm not mean about it. I'm just real matter of fact about it. And I also say that if I hear that one more time, I may possibly throw up. Okay. We're an age in place and community. And of course their goal is to have your loved one age in place there for a lifetime, but that's a dangerous statement to make as a salesperson. Of course your goal is, but let me tell you the fact nationwide is 59% of assisted living residents will require a higher level of care and have to transition and relocate to the long-term care level of care, also known as the nursing home. Because guess what? The assisted living facility is a social model designed to help you with your activities of daily living. Not real heavy on the nursing there. And then if you move to the nursing home, the long-term care community, very heavy on the nursing, full medical model, can do everything that assisted living can, as well as full medical care. And so when you make the statement, we're an age in place community and your loved one can live here for the rest of their life, according to the national statistics, 41% of the time, your statement is true and accurate. 59% of the time, you get a wah, 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 wah. You get a over-promised, under-deliver. And guess what? The people that you made that statement to, they are extremely upset with you. How do I know this? I get the calls. I get multiple calls per week on this very subject. It's starting to become, this is a big, big, big deal. I won't say it's an epidemic, but this is a really, really big deal. That's why I like spending a little bit of time defining this, because Senior Care Live listeners are some of the most educated consumers in this entire listening area, in this broadcast area, because I tell you like it is. And I know you listen. I know you listen well. All right. And then I'll just touch on for the remainder of this program, it kind of falls into a similar area. I'm not going to do consumer alerts and myth and fact and all that. But the word memory care is just being horribly misused. And frankly, I think not by all. again, I don't want to get in trouble too much here. Not by all, but by some, I would even say many. I would say memory care is almost intentionally misused just to be a little confusing. And frankly, I think it's a little bit misleading when it's used in this way. So let me give you an example. I just heard this from one of my clients in the middle of this last week. So I'm just sharing with you the, you know, thousandth time that I've run into this. Okay. So we were talking and they said, yeah, we called. So we had developed our care profile for their loved one. They clearly need long-term care / nursing home, level of care for their loved one. Clear as day. Clear as day. I said, are there any places that you've contacted, before our meeting today? Well, yeah, we contacted blah, blah, blah. And they have assisted living, but Steve, you know, they have memory care too. And I'm like, what does that mean to you? Well, I mean, they have assisted living. And then if you need, you know, a lot more help, you know, like you just talked about at that nursing home level, well, they've got memory care. There's the problem. There's the problem right there. They were intentionally misled to believe that memory care was the same thing as long-term care, but it is absolutely not. You see, they had contacted a very aggressive sales place, very aggressive. Assisted living is the level of care. Social model helping you with your activities of daily living. I just talked about it in the last segment. Memory care is a type of care. It's special care for people with Alzheimer's and dementia and cognitive impairment, one of the many forms. Special care for the special needs of someone with cognitive impairment. Memory care can be found at the assisted living level of care. In this particular place, it was memory care at the assisted living level of care, not at the long-term care nursing home level of care. So you can have memory care at the assisted living level, at the nursing home level, at the residential care facility, RCF, level of care, and at the home plus level of care, and at the intermediate care facility level of care. You can find memory care at 5 different levels of care. So do not interchange the two. If you have questions about all of this, if your head is spinning and you're like, you know what, we need some professional help, just reach out to me at Senior Care Consulting, 913-945-2800. We can absolutely help you walk through this, make this whole process very simple. You notice I didn't say it was easy. It's never easy. We can make this process very simple and get you through this very quickly with no hiccups, because we absolutely know what we're doing and we can represent you and your family and help you get it right the first time. All right, I'm your host, Steve Kuecker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. I'll see you next week right here on Senior Care Live.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.